It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It's Deadline Day, presented by Surfside Iced Tea and Vodka. We're at McGurk's in Horsham. Thanks to Jim Salisbury, joined us for the 3 o'clock hour. With us for the rest of the show, one Ben Davis, NBC Sports Philly. How you doing, Ben?
I'm doing great. Good to be here with you boys.
And man, they trapped you in this thing for 2 hours?
Uh-huh.
All right.
Well, I just drove an hour and a half to get here, so I figured...
Might as well stay.
Might as well stay.
And at the Deadline desk all show long is Devin Caney. There is a trade.
Yes.
Weird.
Well, reported trade. Okay. Only from one account so far, but he is a New York reporter. Mike Rodriguez reports Adolis Garcia to the Mets.
Okay. Still making moves?
Wow.
They're somehow still making moves. I don't even know what they're trading at this point. But
They have a bunch of prospects to trade. Jack, what do you think of the Garcia acquisition for the Mets?
He's a right-handed bat, obviously. He's had some big postseason moments. He hasn't really been great in two seasons since they won the World Series. Good corner outfielder, but it's another body, I guess. It's another body. I don't know if he's a super difference maker, but maybe a new market he could be.
Well, the Mets seem like, and maybe this is just, feel like they've made good decisions at the margins with those sorts of guys the last couple of years.
I mean, they got Bader last year, the Winker, and I agree with you.
Ben Davis, but now, before we get to the deadline, Ben, you as a former professional athlete, you understand there is an athletic competition going on at the radio station between Jack Fritz
and
Joe
DiCamera. Yes, here we go. It was too hot.
And
station decision.
There wasn't station decision. Show me the text. Show me the text.
No.
Okay.
Been informed not to.
What do you think of the decision, ultimately, by Joe DiCamera and Jack Fritz, not to play one set of tennis because it was too hot earlier this week?
I think it was a wise move.
Oh,
thank
get
you,
out
Ben.
Of here. Sorry.
And
turn his mic off.
I think in this day and age of CYA, I think it was kind of had to be done.
CYA.
That's cover your ass.
Ben, I'm shocked.
Yeah, that is embarrassing.
I'm just saying, like, it was really hot.
How many
dropping out there?
Oh my God!
Totally agree, Ben.
I'm just saying.
These guys are one's 31, one's. We're not talking about senior citizens here. Al Morgani played two sets of tennis.
And
in
I get it.
Weather.
He's 80.
I played a round of golf in that weather.
Yeah,
you were in the cart. I could have and was prepared to play. It wasn't my decision.
Show the
text. No.
Show the text.
Somebody out there yelling, show the
Release
text.
The text.
Release the text.
I want to know what Jack said at this point.
I
now
know.
It's like,
well, I wasn't first.
Well, yeah, I don't know what they. Okay. We're trying to figure out who really pushed for this, him or Joe DiCamera to cancel
it. Station manager.
No. See, you screwed
it
up.
Was
they gave
management.
You guys the option of yep, doing this,
you
and y'all chose.
And
not
every
to.
Single person would have said no.
No, we wouldn't.
Absolutely not.
Oh, yeah. Now we got a bunch of tough guys.
Yes.
You guys are so full of it. I get it. You guys all. Oh, you pour concrete before you came to work.
I did. Know. Outside.
And I was on the roof.
Yeah. You don't know what I'm doing before I get to work.
I know you're doing. You're going on
work. Real working yes, man right out there. Real yeah, working
yeah.
man.
Yes. Show the text. Show us the text. Ben.
Yes.
Deadline so far. Phils get a top of the line closer. Get a good player in Harrison Bader. Your thoughts so far on the deadline? And do you? We've been talking about one more move to really add a difference-making bat. Stephen Kwan seems like still out there available. What do you think of the deadline so far, and what do you think of the chances of the Phils to go get Stephen Kwan?
I think they're going to have to give up Painter to get Kwan. The Duran trade I absolutely love, and I don't think Dombo, I mean, on paper, yeah, it's a lot, but I think in the long run, it's not going to be a lot. I think it's a great deal that he made to get Duran. It just solidifies his bullpen that much more. And, you know, you got him under contract for a couple years. I think it was a huge deal for the Phils. The Bader move doesn't move the needle for me a whole lot. But, you know, you get veteran presence in there, a right-handed hitter, outfielder. I think he could have some games to help the Phils win.
Yeah, I going into the deadline, I wanted them, if I had a choice, bullpen or a bat, I wanted bullpen. I think the thing that I'm struggling with now is that the Mets added two really strong bullpen pieces. The Padres added a bullpen piece. And while the Phils got better, the teams that they are going to play, and it is possible, by the way, that the Dodgers, the Padres add Stephen Kwan, it just seems like they got better, but everybody else got better too. And that maybe we're in the same exact place we were a week ago, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, and make no bones about it. The first couple moves that the Mets made were specifically to go against the Phillies. 100%.
Rogers and Helsley.
Yes, the two arms that they got were specifically to beat the Phillies.
We have another trade, by the way.
Uh-oh. Back to the deadline desk with Devin Caney.
The Twins continue to be sellers, trading shortstop Carlos Correa to the Houston Astros.
Yeah.
You see that coming.
That's cool.
Yes. Wow. Speaking of the Twins, shocker, Byron Buxton is on the IL again.
Well, he already said he wasn't.
He wasn't going to get traded anyway.
He wants to stay in Minnesota.
Yeah.
Why? No one knows.
Loves the Twin Cities.
Yeah. Well, it's a nice city. I like Minneapolis. 215-592-9494. Ryan, it says in Pennsylvania, which is a pretty wide wide area there. Ryan, you're on WIP.
Hey, what's up, guys? How are we?
What's up, Ryan?
So, with the Bader trade, it seems like there's not too much room in the end, but it seems like that's telling for if they're going to get Kwan or Lucas Robert Jr. Do you agree with that?
You think it's telling what? Say again?
Like, that they got Bader, but not Kwan or not Robert, Luis Robert.
Robert. Yeah. Well, it seems like Robert. They're not trading Robert.
It's just Robert.
It's just Robert.
Yeah, I like Robert.
Yeah.
Sounds more.
Robert's right. Robert. Would have been great to have him here. I don't think that's necessarily true. If I were to say to you, Ryan, like, how do you feel about the Phillies outfield in general? You would tell me pretty shaky overall, right? I don't think just because you get Harrison Bader and don't really invest a ton from a trade standpoint to play center field that you can't also go get Stephen Kwan to play left field. And everybody's bringing up Crawford, and sure, Crawford, but Crawford doesn't need to be up this year. And Nick Castellanos has 1 year left on his deal after this. And they've been trying to trade him the whole time he's been here. So I think if they have an opportunity to get Stephen Kwan, I think Bader's a good hedge. It means they added a player, but I don't think it precludes them from going to get Stephen Kwan.
Yeah, that makes sense. And
yeah.
But the other thing is, I think they sold too much for to get Bader, because I go to a lot of Reading games. Mendez is a very, very, very good prospect. Do you think they sold too much?
Jack, what do you think?
Menendez? So, I mean, they got him last year. He was it was for another minor leaguer. He's had a good year for Reading. And the problem is, much like Crawford, he has to learn how to lift the baseball. They just don't need that. They have Rincones, who I think they believe in more than this kid. Again, could be a major league player, probably a major league player, but you don't not trade him for Harrison Bader.
1 hour, 51 minutes left to the deadline. We'll be with you till then. Ben, as somebody who has been in clubhouses around trade deadlines, mm-hmm. How much of an effect can a big addition at the deadline have to, the vibe and feeling of a team, who is trying to win the World Series and, wants to believe that the team believes in them too and knows, these guys aren't stupid. They know they could use a bullpen arm. Does something like what they've done, can it provide a jolt to the clubhouse or a disappointment if that thing doesn't happen?
No, I think it's going to provide a jolt, a big one for this club. And just knowing in there, hey, this guy gives us a better chance to win. And I think from a, man-to-man, all the 26 guys in that clubhouse now are going to be all right, we got a better shot than what we had yesterday. So I think that goes a long way. It lifts the spirits 100%. And I think, believe it or not, I think it actually takes some pressure off of the offense and the fact that, hey, we don't have to score 1,000 runs.
Oh, great.
But no, I think that it could help the offense. No, we don't have to be perfect because we know we got this dude at the end of this bullpen going to solidify thing and just basically shut it down.
I got to be honest with you. I want the offense to feel a little bit of pressure. The starting staff has felt pressure all year
for
long.
2 years straight.
Yeah, you're Chris Sanchez, all of a sudden you give up 1 2-run homer. You're like, well, I'm not going to get a win today.
Yep. That's true.
I wonder too, how much the team is pressing, thinking about the end of that, potential end of the era. We asked Trey Turner about it at the beginning of the, during spring training, and he seemed to sort of not acknowledge it. But if you're in that clubhouse and you're you know Kyle Schwarber doesn't have a contract for next year, and JT Realmuto doesn't have a contract for next year, and Nick Castellanos has 1 year left and could be traded at any moment. You know you've had runs like you've had. And to have this era end without a World Series, I think would be it'd be a huge disappointment to us, but it has to be a huge disappointment to them.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, especially talking about legacy players. I mean, they want that. And I'm not a legacy player, but I played with a lot of legacy guys. And we had a five-year run of winning football games, getting to the championship game, and not getting to the Super Bowl. That never leaves you, bro. That just never leaves you when your time has passed and it's over, and you say to yourself, we had a window there, and we didn't take advantage of it. We didn't take advantage of it, and that's why I kind of feel like this era of Phillies baseball will be it. Like Bryce, God bless him. He's going to be here, and I hope they're able to build another nucleus around him and some of the other guys, and we'll have another shot at it. But, man, this is the best shot we've had since the J-Roll, Ryan Howard days. And if this goes without them getting back to the World Series and having that shot again, there's no way that God – well, Schwarber's won one, so he has that, at least that in his belt. But Zach Wheeler and JT hasn't won one, right?
Nope.
And JT.
Trey won one and
right, Trey won one. But Bryce, Zach, JT, Aaron Nola, like these guys are all going to be potentially Wall of Fame guys, right? Most of them seem like they're going to be Phillies Wall of Fame guys. And this is what is going to be remembered, that we didn't take advantage of that opportunity.
Yeah.
It sucks. I'm telling you, I know my former teammates, man, listen, that's it gets around January and February, especially with the Eagles and started winning Super Bowls. It really just hits you in the, right between the eyes. I'm sorry. I'm having flashbacks over here.
Yeah, as I was asking the question, I realized Ike Reese, who was on those Eagles teams, was sitting right next to
me. Four NFC championship games.
And I don't want to bring it up.
I'm just saying.
Everything's okay now. We won a couple
of games. We all remember Ike. Yeah.
I'm just saying that's with the players in their mind, they're going to – it sucks. It just does.
I'm sorry, man. Go get Stephen Kwan. Like, yes. I just like.
I said all that to say that's why you got to win now.
Yeah.
You got to win now.
Leave no stone unturned.
Yeah. Like,
except for Painter.
I just don't want to. Yeah, but like.
Yeah. I know. Well, the shame of it is that now when he comes up, he's not like great from day one.
Oh, no doubt about it.
Well, yes.
Yes. That's going to be the thing.
This is hanging over him.
Well, but it should. I mean,
it's not his fault he didn't get traded.
It should hang over him. It should hang over Dave Dombrowski. Like, everybody's – you talk about Dombrowski's legacy. He's a Hall of Famer. I keep hearing it and hearing it and hearing it. If they don't win a World Series with him here as president of baseball operations, this goes on his resume too. Like, this goes on his resume, too, the fact that he sat out the trade deadline last year and he sat out the trade deadline the year before. Like, this will go on his resume, too. And by the way, we keep talking about them being up against this tax and that tax. Well, if you weren't paying Taiwan Walker $20 million, and if you weren't paying Nick Castellanos $20 million.
How about Kepler?
And Max Kepler. By the way, Max Kepler is not a minimum player. He's making $10 million this year.
Yeah.
Like, those all go on his resume, too. And, like, this is a year that they can go get it. The Chris Sanchez, who knows? I assume Zach Wheeler will be great again next year, but who knows?
But you never know.
He's 35 years old.
Yeah.
Chris Sanchez, they have a rotation that is there. They have a Bryce Harper who is heating up. Kyle Schwarber, God bless him.
My goodness.
I hope he's here for a couple more years, but he will likely never have a year as good as the year he's having right now. This is the best season of his career. This is probably a career year for him. Trey Turner has turned it around and is having a great and healthy year, by the way. And that's the other thing. Health. They've had a couple of bumps in the road, but largely they've been healthy, and Aaron Nola will be back, and Alec Bohm will be back.
Yeah.
Just like if you can add – the other thing with Stephen Kwan, this is not a rental. He's got two more years of control, and that doesn't mean that you only have him for two more years after this year. You can just go re-sign him.
Right.
He'd be your left fielder for the next 10 years.
Yeah.
You know?
And the thing is, I firmly believe that Kwan makes them the team.
Yes.
I think it puts them past the Dodgers. I know you can say, well, the Dodgers, Ohtani and Freeman and Betts. This team is, if they get Stephen Kwan, they are better than the Dodgers.
Is Betts
they are better than the Mets.
Is it over 700 yet?
Yeah, Betts has struggled all year.
It's flat out makes them better. It makes them, I think, the team to beat in the National League. I'm telling you, with this rotation, Stephen Kwan puts them over the top.
Yeah.
Let me just go back. I meant I'm not the level of legacy players as some of my teammates
yeah,
were.
Yeah, you do.
I'm glad you went back.
I'm the best special teams player to ever play for this
all
team.
All pro, some people.
I think not according, people not according I think to the all century team.
Brother, yeah.
Yeah.
By the way, that Garcia rumor, I've not seen it reported by anyone else.
Yeah. And the fact
a
that
a lot of people saying it's not true.
And
it's fine.
The fact Great that he news. Spelled breaking, B-R-A-K-I-N-G.
Oh, that's doesn't a good help. Point. I just got to say, I got to put this one on Spike and Jack.
No, I'll put it
put
on Jack.
It on
you guys are like Devin Checkerty.
Put it on me.
I'll put it on Jack.
Nobody else is reporting that trade.
I trust my guy, Mike. Who spelled breaking with a B-R-A-K-I-N-G?
Yeah, that doesn't help his credibility.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, Ben dealt with a lot of breaking on his way out here.
A lot of red lights.
An hour and a half worth of breaking, some have heard, some have said. Yeah, I really would. Would you? Now, I think I know the answer, and everyone has said no so far, except for Giglio, who's the only guy with guts to say no. Ben, would you, to say yes, would you trade straight up one for one Andrew Painter for Stephen Kwan?
I think I would.
Oh, ooh. Finally!
Yeah, I think all I would.
Right. You hate pitchers.
There you go.
I had to work with you people for my whole career.
Well, you tried to make a comeback as a pitcher at the
yeah,
end.
Yeah, yeah,
that's
yeah.
right. He is a pitcher.
Yeah, you're a pitcher.
Come on,
you're a pitcher in Little League. You're throwing heat. You're throwing gas.
Yeah. Well, how many times you strike Spike out?
Oh, every time I face him. Yeah,
it was on the Lions. When I was on the Tigers.
Yeah,
when you saw Spike batting ninth,
yeah,
weighing
batting ninth.
All right, it's a fat kid.
You know,
oh, you were a fat kid.
You know who hit in front of him, right?
Oh, no. Who?
Everyone.
All right.
Walks as good a hit as a hit Spike.
No, I think I would do it. Stephen Kwan is a proven All Star, big league Gold Glover, batting title guy. He doesn't strike out. The Phillies need that in their lineup. They need a batting average guy.
Yep.
You know, they don't need the swing and miss that Luis Robert's going to give them. Yes, he's going to run into a couple every now and again, but this lineup has enough of those guys in it. Stephen Kwan is a consummate hitter. Like Luis Arraez, he could play on my team any day of the week. I know he's got the slowest bat speed, but the guy's won 3 batting titles. That dude can play on my team.
Yeah. Jack brought up Gene Segura, and
yes.
Steve Kwan's a better player than Gene Segura is. But there is value to a guy that is going to, and you see it happen so often, just putting the ball in play, and the thing that Kwan has that Segura didn't is Kwan is fast. Mm-hmm. I mean everything, but he's fast too. You put the ball in play, you're creating chaos.
Well, the pitcher's having to go through Kwan, Turner, Harper, Schwarber to start a baseball game.
Boom.
Yeah, right. Yeah. We'll eventually get them.
Yeah.
So the officially the Garcia trade is off.
Exactly.
Oh, good. Off or never have it.
All right.
You're breaking.
You're talking about his off.
Now,
I'm just saying that people are shutting
as
it down.
As if it was ever on.
Yes.
Now,
it was hot.
And not just purely fake news.
I'm giving
breaking.
I'm giving Scoops Caney
my first day
credit
for at
that.
The desk here.
No,
you
I'm giving you credit. I'm giving you credit. I'm giving you credit. You looked at me.
I'm getting yelled at on Twitter.
Well, it's not Devin's fault.
It's not Devin's fault.
Don't look at your mentions. That's the first thing. The second thing is I am going to take responsibility and give it right to Jack, because Jack's the one that said it happened. But you looked directly at me. I saw it in your eyes. You were like, this one doesn't look real to me. I never heard of this guy. I saw it in your eyes, and we forced you to do it.
Like, are we going with this?
You did. There is another trade, though,
okay.
While I'm here. The Astros are acquiring outfielder Jesus Sanchez from the Marlins.
Yeah.
For pitcher Ryan Gusto. Texas Rangers are acquiring left-hander Danny Colombe from the Minnesota Twins. Again, Twins have been busy today.
The Twins just giving up everybody.
Besides Buxton.
Yeah.
Still no Garcia trade, though.
Buxton's going to look around and see a bunch of 17-year-olds.
Jesus Sanchez would have been a sneaky good ad for them, but oh well.
All right, 215-592-9494. Dave Nebrowski has 1 hour and 40 more minutes to go get Stephen Kwan.
Time to put it on the line.
Nut up! Get it done! Come on, Dave.
I don't really think that.
What? That's fine.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, peanuts.
He used to run this place.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not, you know, you can't be descriptive. I'm talking about peanuts. It's like, put your almonds on the table, Dombrowski. I'm just sick of, Jack knows this, and he's going to, it drives him crazy every time I say it, but I know he knows I'm right. The Dave Dombrowski PR machine. If I have to see one more baseball reporter talk about how...
But he did make a big move yesterday.
This guy's always going to make the big trade.
He did. He got,
this guy's
he got
always
going to
make
yesterday.
The machine. Oh, great. Put him in line with Marsh.
Oh, now he sucks.
Austin Hayes.
Now Durant with a 2.01 ERA.
Carlos Estevez. Durant's great. Go get me Stephen Kwan, too. It's deadline day. Presented by Surfside Iced Tea and Vodka. Live from McGurk's in Horsham. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.